Next plate, case, please.
The next case is 12,132 Richard and Rhonda Zimmerman seek variances from the front yard setback for existing and proposed structures. Section 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of North Drive at the end of 2nd Street. The 911 address is 301 North Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is GR, the tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 61.03. Specifically, they're requesting a 5.9-foot variance front yard setback for the house and a 15.8-foot variance from the front yard setback for the enclosed porch. Staff would note that we received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and one mail return. And this is an application that previously be on an agenda, but they requested that it be held over due to them hiring an attorney and moving forward. So that is why it's on tonight's agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, I note Ms. McGee has left. I believe she's recused herself from this hearing and has left the chambers.
Okay.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Zimmerman, 10 David Drive, Lawyers Ford, Pennsylvania, 194.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Hutt.
Good evening.
Thank you. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Mills. I was waiting for the exhibit notebooks to make their way all the way down to the end of the, the podium there, area there. As was just indicated by Mr. Mills, my name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris, James, Wilson, Howard, and Byard. A moment ago, I handed exhibit notebooks, which it looks like have made their way all the way to Ms. Headley. And I ask that they be made a part of the record as they will help clarify tonight's application. This evening, I am representing Richard and Rhonda Zimmerman, the owners of property at 301 North Drive, which is a Rehoboth Beach address and is the subject, the property that is the subject of tonight's application. The Zimmermans, as you just heard when they were sworn in, are here with me tonight, and they acquired a 100% ownership interest in this property this past December in 2017. The application tonight is actually Exhibit 1 in the notebook that was handed to you, and that's just for your ready reference in case you have questions you want to refer back to it at some point during the application tonight. I would note that the last page, as is often the case, contains handwriting, and that handwriting is not the Zimmerman's handwriting. That is handwriting that I believe staff adds as they review and process an application. By way of quick background, and Ms. Cornwell referenced it a moment ago when she introduced the application, this application was originally filed by the Zimmermans in February and initially given a public hearing date of May 7th of this year. Prior to the public hearing, they received a call from the staff at the Planning and Zoning Office questioning some of the application and basically, I think, indicating that perhaps more detail would be needed for a public hearing presentation. This caused the Zimmermans to consult with me at my office, and as Ms. Cornwell indicated, I submitted a letter requesting additional time for the Zimmermans to be able to better describe the application for you this evening. Obviously, the board granted the application because we're back here at the end of July, and first, the Zimmermans asked me to thank you for allowing them the additional time to get more detail and be able to provide more detail to the board. And secondly, and probably more importantly, I'm happy to report that the Zimmermans were able to put that additional time that you provided to good use. You will see additional surveys in the property that include a footprint of the proposed dwelling, and these are all steps that have been taken since the board granted the additional time. In addition, as you will hear a little bit later in the presentation, the actual requested variance for the porch area has been reduced a little bit through working with their architect. Very quickly, the Zimmerman's property is located in the Truvale community. It is lots 10 and 11 in Section A. I'm sure most of you are probably familiar in general with the Truvale community, and if not, with its approximate location. but it is one of the older communities in the Rehoboth Beach area. It was created or formed in 1967, which, as you know, is prior to Sussex County adopting a zoning code. We know it was formed in 1967 because that's when there was a plot placed of record in the Recorder of Deeds office that established and laid out all the various lots in the sections, and this is simply lots 10 and 11 in Section A. The exhibit notebook that you have in front of you at tab 3 actually has the tax maps that, if the computers were working, would be on the screens for the benefit of everybody right now. So at least the board will have the benefit of the tax maps. The public will not. But those tax maps show, and if you look right in the middle of the first page, the word Midway appears there, and where the word Midway appears is not what I think of as Midway, but that the word appears right across where Pizza Hut would be. It's the intersection that has Walmart. Across the street is Atlantic Liquors. And the road that is there is Old Landing Road. And if you drew a straight line from Old Landing Road directly east, you would, of course, run into Truvale Acres and this lot. There is no road that goes straight there, so I don't advise that if anybody's traveling that way. You have to get to Truvale Acres by either roads that are north or south of Old Landing Road, of course. The tax maps begin, they're in a sequence. The first map that's at tab 3 is a sort of a wide area view that just shows all the various tax parcels with this property highlighted in yellow. The second tax map, of course, zooms in a little bit closer, and you can see 301 North Drive is highlighted in yellow again, and that's simply the tax maps. The third page in that sequence is the county zoning map from the website. Of course, you recognize the 600 feet of C1 zoning on either side of Route 1 or Coastal Highway, and then immediately east of that, you see the, I think that's orange, but I'm not good with colors, so we'll say that it's light orange. And that is GR, the GR zoning district, and that, of course, this lot falls within that. You can see the little yellow highlighted box within that zoning district. The next map, again, is the close-up view with this yellow box highlighting where this lot is located. The last two maps are simply the Sussex County's tax map with the aerial imagery, and you can see, again, this lot's highlighted in yellow, and then once again, the aerial imagery, we have zoomed in a little bit closer to the lot to help show the location. The rear of this lot is the Aspen Meadows community, and that with that area, you can see that the entire area around it is zoned either commercially with C1 or has the same zoning classification of GR. As I indicated a moment ago, the Zimmermans, who are here with me tonight, purchased or became the 100% owners, as is indicated in tab 2, the deed that's shown there, this past December. However, it has been owned by several family members beginning as early as 1998, and through some transfers of property, they now own the property entirely. When the Zimmermans' parents purchased the property in 1998, it was improved by everything that you saw on the survey that was part of the application, except for the pool, the deck, and the tiki bar that appear in the backyard. These, of course, were added to keep a proper distance and proximity from the house as it was situated at that time. Through discussions with friends and neighbors and other family members over the years, the Zimmermans have learned that the original dwelling on the property, which is a manufactured home, was placed there, people think, about 1970. The home has additions to it, most notably the porch that, of course, extends into the front yard setback. And it is believed that that was added in 1980 or 81, in that time frame.
Please.
If you look at tab 5 in your exhibit notebook, this is a copy of the survey for the existing conditions on the property, and this is the same survey that was part of the application that was filed by the Zimmermans. As you can see, the front of the home is 24.1 feet from the property line, which in the GR zoning district for this property, the front yard setback would be 30 feet. So a variance of 5.9 feet is needed, would be needed there, even for the current dwelling. And the porch on the existing dwelling is 14.2 feet from the existing property line. The proposed home is the, if you turn the page, is, and this is a survey prepared by the same surveyor, which is, he's relabeled as a boundary survey and site plan. And this is the proposed dwelling for the property. And the reason for this is the manufactured home that's there has basically lived its useful life. It's now almost 50 years old. And the Zimmermans are considering or about to retire, maybe not about, sorry, will soon be retiring, and will hope to move to this area. And they wanted to replace the existing manufactured home on the property and replace it with a stick-built home. Part of their considerations were the fact that they would want to have some bedrooms on the first floor for parents. And in addition, they, of course, wanted to leave as much there on the property as they could. That would include the deck and the pool and the tiki bar in the backyard. Of course, when the pool and the deck and the tiki bar were installed, they were installed in relation to the home as it currently existed on the, as it exists now on the site. And it was not recognized that that home and such is forward of the front yard building setback line. So the only way for a new home to be replaced comfortably within that site within relation to the existing improvements that are there is to continue with the same variances that exist for the existing footprint of the home. The Zimmermans met with the architect, and if you were to look at the tab in the exhibit notebook that's number 6, you will see the floor plan and renderings for this their proposed dwelling. And the instructions in this, the couple months that we've had, were to make sure that the home fit in the proposed home fit in the same building envelope, and to try to improve on that. The front of the garage, as you can see, the garage sticks out a little bit from the remainder of the house, and the front of the garage is set at the same distance back as the existing home, and then the porch was extended along the front of the house but pulled back a little bit to bring it more into conformity with the front yard setback. So it would now sit 20.1 feet from the front yard property line. The last survey that is shown, or site plan, is actually an overlay showing the existing survey, the existing property with a building on it, the proposed dwelling, and of course has the building envelope highlighted around the perimeter of the property. The version that's in your exhibit notebook for both of these surveys is an unsigned version. A moment ago I handed Ms. Cornwell the certified, signed and sealed versions by the surveying company.
And I guess, Mr. Hutt, before we get too far in, because now, since you're talking about those surveys, I want to make sure, because this is different than what we had originally gotten. I recognize it's a newer survey. I want to make sure I've got the numbers right for what's being sought, if I can. And just looking at it quickly, the survey, the first survey shown in tab 5, I think is the one that is what your clients are proposing. Is that correct?
The second survey.
The one with the overlay.
Yeah, the second one. I didn't realize there was three. So looking at it left to right, it would look to me like there would need to be a variance of 1.9 feet from the front yard for that part that says storage, because that looks like it's 4 feet further from where the garage sticks out. And the garage would need a 5.9. And then there looks to be a little bump in again, which looks to be about a foot, so that would be 4.9 feet. And then the porch that comes back out It looks like it's 19.1 feet, which would be a 10.9 foot. And the reason I say that is it says, and I'm just trying to clarify for the record, there's a, it looks like a line that says 20.1 feet, but I think that's going to that living space above, if I'm reading the survey correct.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
And then the other one would be a variance for those steps that project out, which I'm guessing would be, if that's two steps, we're looking 2 feet approximately.
Yes, on the safe side, yes.
Yeah, so we'll say 8.9 feet, I think would be, I'm sorry, 12.9 feet, because the one's 19. So I just want to make sure that we were correct on all those, what we were seeking now. So is that kind of how you're looking at it as well, or numbers matching up?
Those are, yes, those are the numbers that I had.
And for clarification, on the south side of the property, there is an existing pump house, which is allowed to encroach further than into the building envelope. It's allowed to be 5 feet. Is that correct?
Correct. It is the accessory structure is under.
Right. Okay.
So 600, so it is fine.
It's fine. Okay.
And for the benefit of the record, the existing pump house is one of those roof structures over a well.
Small foundation in a hatch.
That has been there for as long as I think as anybody can remember.
Right. Okay.
With those exact numbers, I know that one of the factors that the board considers, as we've heard several times already this evening, is the surrounding neighborhood. This board has seen several applications over the last 6 or 7 years, what's available online through Sussex County's website. As you can see, if you look at tab 4, that's the printout from the county's website, which shows applications, which I think dates back to 2011. And you can see that there's been 7 applications in the immediate Truvale community, plus 6 plus this one, which makes 7. In looking at each of those applications, one of the common themes of each of those is that there was a front yard setback variance that was requested as part of that application. One of the other things that, and I think we heard this from other applications as well, is as part of this process, the Zimmermans did reach out to their neighbors, sent letters asking them for their support, of course, but also just to find out if their neighbors were in favor of what they're proposing here to replace the existing manufactured home with the stick-built dwelling. And if you turn to tab 7 in your exhibit notebook, the same Sussex County tax map that you've seen earlier is there with the Zimmermans property highlighted in yellow. And what's the red boxes around the various lots are letters of support that the Zimmermans have that follow the tax map. And the original signed copies of those were handed to Ms. Cornwell when the exhibit notebooks were passed out to you. This is significant because, as you can see, all of the immediately adjacent property owners have indicated their support for this variance application, including on either side and directly across the street from the Zimmermans property. There are, as has been noted several times tonight, 5 factors that the board looks at for the granting of a variance. The first is the uniqueness of the property. And this property is unique. When the Zimmermans family initially purchased this property, as was indicated, there had been a manufactured home on the site that had already been there for probably about 30 years, based on what everybody can tell. And that home itself, as well as the porch which was added to it, are in front of the front yard setback line, which created a false sense that that's where all of the improvements in the rear yard should also be put in comparison or in view of where those front yard improvements were. And so when the building needs to be replaced, the building envelope is constrained because of the initial location of what was put there in 1970, and then trying to keep things in the right ratio and perspectives with that. The second factor is whether it is the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. And this variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. It's certainly reasonable that to replace a manufactured home that has been on a property for almost 50 years. And without a variance, the Zimmermans would have to remove all of the improvements on the property, of course, at great additional expense to them besides just removing and replacing the home. They would have to remove the pool, remove the deck, and remove the tiki bar, and then theoretically replace them or move them back on the property. The third factor that the board considers is whether or not the difficulty was created by the applicant. And as was indicated, and you have seen from the record, the applicants did not originally place the original manufactured home on the property. It has been there for almost half a century at this point. All that they did was place improvements there in relation to the existing location of the home. The fourth factor that the board considers is whether or not it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And I would submit to the board that the proposed variance will have no effect on the neighborhood. There's at least three key pieces of evidence that would establish that for the board. First, there are other setback encroachments throughout the neighborhood. We know of at least six other areas where people have probably done similar to what the Zimmermans are here to do, where they have modernized dwellings or replaced dwellings and have had to acquire variances in order to bring their homes into conformity with the code. And I would suggest to the board that if you drive through there and look at the location of some of the other existing dwellings, you would see similar circumstances that exist throughout the community, which is not surprising given the age of the community and when it was originally formed and the homes were set. Second is if you look at the surveys that are included as part of tab 5, you will see that on the survey that show the proposed dwelling as well as the overlay, that the surveyor has also added the approximate edge of paving. What you'll see is that the edge of the paving is at least an additional 10 feet in front of where the front yard actually ends, where the Zimmermans property ends. And as you know, that's a common circumstance where there's a wider right-of-way than is the actual paved area. And that is the case in this community, and who knows, it may be the original reason why the home was set where it is. Somebody may have measured from the actual edge of paving rather than from the property line, as should have properly been done. But I say all that to say that that demonstrates that the home will still look like it's at least 30 feet or more from the roadway. And so to the average person passing by, they would not appear to have any of this granting of this variance wouldn't appear to have any effect. The third reason is simply the letters of support from the neighbors. As you can see from the exhibit, all of the immediately adjacent neighbors are in support of this variance, which is not surprising, as typically when a new home is placed in a community, it only helps adjacent property owners and property values. The fifth factor the board considers is whether or not it's the minimum variance that will afford relief. And as you can see, the front line of the home was held to where the existing manufactured home is to keep it in conformity with that. And then the porch was actually reduced and narrowed a little bit to set it back further from the road. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Zimmerman if he would come here to the podium. Mr. Zimmerman, are you the owner of the property at 301 North Drive?
Yes, with my wife.
You've heard the information that I presented to the board this evening. Was the application that was presented accurate to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
For all the reasons that were given and with the dimensions that Mr. Sharp just gave us that I don't want to spend the time to go back through, the Zimmermans would ask that those variances be granted from the front yard setback. That concludes my presentation, and myself and the Zimmermans are happy to answer any questions the board may have.
All right. Thank you very much. Well done, as always, Mr. Hutt.
Yes, thank you. Nice.
Are there questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman.
Was that a two-story home there before? The old one? Was that a two-story home?
No.
But you're going two-story?
Correct.
Okay. No other questions?
Mr. Calloway.
None at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Mears.
Did you say your client added the pool, or that was existing when they purchased?
The family added the pool. I believe it, what year was it added in?
98?
5 years ago.
Thank you.
And Mr. Sharp.
I have no questions. Thank you.
He covered your ground out front. Very well. No other questions. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? By show of hands, there is one. If you'd like to speak, you can, or you don't have to. Okay, come forward and be sworn in, please.
Evening, sir. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dennis LaMartina, 302 North Drive, Truvelle Acres, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
I've known the Zimmermans. I've been in Truvelle Acres ever since 1979. I've seen a lot of slow improvements going on in that area, including my own place, which I was granted a 22-foot variance that the board granted me to do an improvement, replace an older home. Excuse me. And I've known the Zimmermans for some time, and they've really made that area, which was across the street from me, not too nice in the beginning with that two older homes that were over there. And the improvements they've done already have really made it really nice and an improvement for the neighborhood. And I'm sure that anything else that they're doing, especially with stick-built home, will improve all our property values in that area. And they'll do an excellent job and stay within all the boundaries if you'll grant them this variance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair hearing none, I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think as you stated, Mr. Hutt did a very nice job of meeting our criteria. We have no opposition and numerous letters of support surrounding the property. So I would like to make a motion that we approve case 12,132. The property is unique, starting with an existing dwelling that a pool was placed behind to work with. I feel the homeowner did their best to stay within the setback of the existing house. In fact, the new porch will not penetrate the front setback as far as the existing, and it cannot be otherwise developed without this variance. The variance will allow new construction in the neighborhood, which will not alter the neighborhood. In fact, it will enhance it with the new home, and it's a minimum setback request of 14 feet to make this new project possible.
I second that motion.
Well, thank you. I have a motion and a second. By roll call vote, Mr. Callaway.
Aye.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for the my reasons.
And I too for the reasons that are stated. And so by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,173. 12,132 is approved.